Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, now celebrating in our 24th year of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here, and Katy Perry joins us on a regular basis to try to restore some order. With limited success, I'm afraid. Kathy, thanks again for being here. Kathy with a K, Perry with a P. Kathy, I am such an expert at Reddit that I'm afraid I'll get too far into the weeds. I know so much about this that I probably know too much about Reddit. So I'm afraid I'll get too much into the weeds. So I'm gonna turn it over to you and let you tell us what's going on with Reddit these days.
Well, you know, I guess it's just a reminder. They're still around. They're still a player, and they have a very engaged
community. Well, now tell the audience who they are. I'm afraid I'm not the best one because I'm going to start
too soon. Yeah, it's another social platform, and they actually do have 52 million daily active users. Huh. So, you know, there's 430 million.
So it's like Facebook, right? It's a Facebook kind of thing?
It's like a Facebook, but it's a different platform because they're, you know, they have a lot of really strong communities.
Are they an alternative? Are they a legitimate competitor to Facebook? Could that be what takes Facebook down a notch or two?
I don't know that. You know, I mean, when you compare, you look, there's a chart and, you know, Reddit has, 52 million daily active users where Facebook has 1.8 billion daily active.
Right.
But the significance thing for a business is there are very engaged communities on Reddit called subreddits. So they call them subreddits, and they're communities that, you know, in specific markets that you can have, find out, you know, how do I reach my audience? Sometimes you can reach them in one of these other platforms instead of a Facebook community. So it's probably not your main platform of focus, but you know, there's an opportunity in Reddit ads for small businesses if they can find, you know, their target audience in a subreddit community. And it's actually more advertiser friendly now. They're definitely working hard to be an option for a small business or any business to reach their audience. So,
I think now's the time for a company like Reddit to do what Parler has done and to seize the opportunity, to seize the day and get people to come over to leave Facebook and establish themselves on platforms that treat people more fairly, that are more honest brokers. What do you think? What do you think about Parler as opposed to Twitter?
Yeah, you know, there's all kinds of opportunities for competition that the challenge becomes, you know, as they grow, obviously the giant does something to knock them off the platform.
Or acquire them.
And acquire them or whatever. So they get rid of the competition basically.
Yeah.
And that's what Facebook has done.
And that's, you know,
and
things like that is when,
well,
is when the government has to get involved, unfortunately.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cause I'm a government solution as a last resort person, but we're moving in that direction. I'm afraid. What do you think?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, same thing that happened with you know, the telecom industry. You have the, and it's even moving back again to the consolidation, but certainly it's a problem because then they're controlling the industry.
Folks, if you need help with your social media, if you'd like to find out how your company can do better on social media, I encourage you to go to KathyPerry.com. We'll talk to Kathy about that. Hey, Kathy, as always, good job today. Great report. Come back soon.
Thank you. Will do.
Talk to you later. Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen, please check out her website, Kathy with a K, Perry with a P, .com, and you'll be glad you did. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.